Thank you for being a part of this special community, as we all learn to bring more compassion and peace for ourselves and to the world. Our hope is that you will find great value in the material that we've put together for you, to deepen your practice even more. Please visit meditationlifeskills.com.
Gratitude is a powerful emotion that can provide you with a number of benefits and can really transform your life for the better. Most people do not appreciate the power that gratitude has, and you will be far ahead of the curve going through this training and applying the techniques in it to develop your attitude of gratitude. You will learn what gratitude is and why it is so powerful. Making the transition to a gratitude-based life is going to require knowledge, application, and persistence. It is not an overnight miracle, but you can get started immediately after you have gone through this training. You will learn in the training that gratitude will bring more abundance into your life. With the power of the law of attraction, you can use your shift to gratitude to send the right signals to the universe and get more of what you desire. Most people focus on the lack in their life, but you will be appreciative of what you have and open the door to abundance. You will need to develop a gratitude mindset, and you will learn how to do this in the training. After this, you can develop gratitude habits that will become automatic after a while. Practicing gratitude daily is very important, and we provide you with some excellent ways to do this, which are very effective. Gratitude will make you more optimistic and happier in life. You can use it to improve your relationships using the methods that we provide in the training. We've tried to provide you with the best methods to develop an attitude of gratitude in the fastest possible time. Follow the advice in this training, and you won't go wrong. The most important thing is that you practice regularly. With patience and determination, you can develop your attitude of gratitude in a relatively short time. Suddenly, you will see a number of opportunities that you didn't see before. You will also see great things in your relationship with others that you didn't previously notice, and you will start to feel really connected to others. Before we get into the methods that you need to practice, we need to tell you that some of them might make you feel a little uncomfortable, even embarrassed. It doesn't matter, just keep trying them anyway. See beyond a little discomfort to the bigger picture of transforming your life with gratitude. We are going to recommend that you meditate, and the first practices are around this. The art of mindfulness meditation is a great way to discover gratitude every day. If you have never meditated before, then you might find this challenging at first. But stick with it and keep refocusing your mind if it wanders. Here we go. Gratitude meditation. Find a comfortable chair in a quiet place and sit down in it. It is best if you close your eyes for this meditation, but if you prefer not to, then you can just use a soft gaze to the floor about a yard in front of you. Make your mind quiet and slowly start to concentrate on your breathing. Take a deep breath using your nose and direct the air to your heart. Now visualize your heart filled with a radiating soft and violet light. As you take your deep breath, visualize the soft light in your heart changing to a pink color as it slowly combines with the violet light. When you exhale using your mouth, visualize a soft blue light moving away from the violet light and travel up through your body and out of your mouth. Each time that you breathe in, say softly to yourself, "I am full of gratitude." And each time you breathe out, say, "I give my gratitude to the universe." Repeat this cycle for around 4 to 5 minutes. After this, open your eyes or stop gazing at the floor. Gratitude journal meditation. Nothing fancy is needed, just a notebook that you can place near your bed. Before you retire each night, sit quietly and focus your attention on your breathing. Be sure to relax your head while you are doing this. Close your eyes or use a soft gaze to the floor and then take some deep breaths. Pay close attention to each inhale and exhale. Reflect on the events of the day. Visualize the events and focus on those that contained laughter, acts of kindness, or beauty. Notice how you feel as you focus on these things. What kind of thoughts are you experiencing? After reflecting on the events of your day, slowly focus on your breathing again and open your eyes or stop gazing. Now you need to write down the observations that you made in your gratitude journal. Journal all gratitude. Begin to notice events of the day for which you are grateful. It doesn't matter if these are big or small things. It is far more important that you notice things rather than how big or significant they are. You could be grateful for a cup of tea or coffee, grateful to have a job, grateful to have good people around you, etc. Before you retire each night, write all of these gratitude points in your journal. Try to remember all of the moments of gratitude, but as a minimum, record 3 things. After a week of making these entries, you can go through your journal and reflect on them. Breathing focus. It doesn't matter how busy you are, you can always find a little time for some gratitude. To do this, just stop and focus your full attention on your breathing. Notice every inhale and exhale that you make. Once you are truly focused on your breathing, say to yourself, "Thank you for my breath," as an expression of gratitude that you have life. Try to do this at least once a day and a minimum of 3 times a week. Use visual and audible reminders for gratitude. We all forget things because there is always lots of other stuff that we need to concentrate on. This doesn't help when you are trying to form gratitude habits. So, we recommend that you create and place visual reminders in your home and place of work so that you can keep on the right path. These visual reminders are there to prompt you to spend some time on gratitude. Some good ideas for visual reminders are carrying a small stone in your pocket or purse. Each time you see the stone, it will remind you to be grateful. Put a visual note on your walls, a wall in your office, in your kitchen and bathroom, which just has the words, "I am a grateful person." Use the alarm on your phone to remind you 2 to 3 times a day that you need to express gratitude. Create a visual reminding you to schedule short gratitude breaks throughout the day. Find a gratitude partner and remind each other of the need to practice gratitude throughout the day. Gratitude in your family. If your family is willing to practice gratitude with you, then take full advantage of this. It will really help you to create an attitude of gratitude in your home. Here are some of the things you can do. With the help of your family, create a gratitude list. Find a good place, such as the kitchen, to place a whiteboard or a large piece of paper where all family members can write things that they are grateful for each day. Agree on a time each week when you and the family will go through the entries on the list and reflect. Every week, create a new list. Written forms of gratitude. We strongly believe that you should embrace this into your daily life by writing notes and letters that show your appreciation. Something that is written from the heart can have a lot more impact than the spoken word. The receiver of such a note or letter can hold on to this forever. Words only last for seconds, unless they are recorded. People tend to keep love letters from their sweethearts for this very reason. It doesn't matter if you've not communicated with someone that you owe gratitude for years. Imagine how stoked they will be to receive a letter from you after all this time expressing your gratitude to them. So, think about the people in your life, now and in the past, that have really helped you get where you are today. Take the time out to write them a gratitude letter. Reflect back to the time when they helped you. What did they specifically do, and how did that lead you to moving forward in your life? Tell them these things in your gratitude letter. Really let them know how their help and guidance has helped you. Want to make an even bigger impact? Deliver the letter to them personally and read it aloud to them before handing it to them. Get into the habit of writing your gratitude. Even small thank you notes can have a profound effect on the people receiving them. Take copies of all of the notes and letters that you write and keep them in a box that you can refer to on a regular basis. When someone does something for you, even the smallest thing, sit down and write them a thank you note as a minimum. For the people that have really had a major impact on your life, then a long letter is more appropriate. It may take you a while to get into the habit of writing letters and thank you notes, but it is something that we highly recommend that you do. So, make a commitment to write at least 3 thank you notes or letters every week to begin with. We want you to develop your attitude of gratitude as fast as possible. These best practices will guide you through your gratitude journey and help you to achieve your goals. Never view gratitude as a result of an exchange between a giver and a receiver. It is also not just connected to material things. Sometimes people will give you good advice, and you can express your gratitude to them for this, for example. Think about all the things that you take for granted in your life. What about the fact that you wake up in the morning and have another day to live, or the people that you have in your life? There are always things that you can be grateful for. Decide on what to be grateful for. Look for happiness in the things in your life that you have right now. Pay special attention to the small things in your life that you probably take for granted. Start to become more aware of nature and think about the food that you eat and the fact that you have a roof over your head, for example. Look at all of your problems as opportunities to grow and express gratitude for this. Most people let their problems overwhelm them and have a negative attitude about them. By appreciating your problems, you will become a lot stronger and wiser. Gratitude leads to abundance. Developing an attitude of gratitude will open up more abundance for you. When you are grateful, you send positive signals to your subconscious mind and the universe. The law of attraction will manifest the things that you really want in life, and being appreciative of what you have will help you to manifest more. It is important that you believe that gratitude leads to abundance. You create positive energy when you express gratitude, and the more that you practice showing your appreciation, the more that you will notice how much better your life is getting. Develop a gratitude mindset. The vast majority of people do not have a gratitude mindset. They take most things in life for granted. A gratitude mindset will make you a lot more optimistic about your future and help you to see the good in everything, even if initially things look bad. To help you to develop your gratitude mindset, always be grateful when you wake up in the morning and just before you retire at night. Start a gratitude journal and make entries in it every day. Be sure to express your gratitude to others as much as possible and use the feedback that you get from them to drive you forward. Gratitude empowers you. Gratitude will empower you in more ways than you might think. It will provide you with a sense of optimism and help transition you from negative thinking to positive thinking. It will also help you see yourself in a better light and improve your empathy. With an attitude of gratitude, you will find that you have more energy than you did before and you will be a lot more enthusiastic about your life. It will also help you to discover your true meaning in life. Your social skills will also improve with gratitude and you will make friends more easily and create stronger connections. If you do not have an attitude of gratitude right now, then you can learn it. You will need to be prepared to make consistent efforts with your gratitude and you will be able to express gratitude even when things are not going right for you. Grateful people have realistic expectations and are always prepared for the surprises that life often brings. When you have an attitude of gratitude, you will have unconditional happiness in your life. You will accept that good comes with bad and will be really optimistic about your future. It is important that you develop gratitude habits. You can use these habits to replace your existing ones that do not support gratitude. Habits are going to take time to become automatic, so you will need to have patience and be consistent with your efforts. Gratitude brings so many benefits with it, including physical and mental health benefits. Write a list of these and use it to drive you forward. Practice giving to others. Writing heartfelt thank you notes with reflective gratitude rather than obligatory gratitude, and start recording your daily gratitude in your gratitude journal. Cultivate gratitude by practicing it daily. Use meditation to express gratitude. Reflect on the events of the day and record your gratitude moments in your journal before going to sleep. Use your journal to record as many of your gratitude moments as you can. Focus on your breathing and be thankful that you have breath. Use visual and audible reminders to prompt you to practice gratitude. Get your family involved in your gratitude journey and encourage their participation. Write gratitude letters and thank you notes regularly. Gratitude in your relationships. People tend to take the most important people in their lives for granted. Don't make this mistake or it can end up in tears for you. Don't assume that your loved ones know what you are thinking and how you are feeling. Let them into your life so that they know they are deeply appreciated. Using gratitude in your relationships is a lot more than just saying thanks, as this is expected as the norm. When you express gratitude in a relationship, include observation. How the person makes you feel and why you need them. Look at the important people in your life as people and express gratitude for their qualities. Conclusion. We've gone to great lengths in this training to explain to you what gratitude really is and the many benefits that it can bring you. Now, it is your turn. Please don't just go through this training and then do nothing. Use what you have learned every day to develop your attitude of gratitude. Once you have your attitude of gratitude, you will notice your life change significantly. You will have a far more optimistic outlook on life, and you will find that more good things come into your life. So make a commitment to lead a life of gratitude and start to develop your attitude of gratitude today.
To deepen your practice even more, please visit meditationlifeskills.com.